And so because our minds relate easily with the world, if we do not expose our mind to the things of God, it's so easy to be carried away by the influences of the world upon our minds. And that is why we need to give our minds the exposure from God. He says, do not be conformed. Do not be transformed into the standard that the world offers. Do not be metamorphosized into what the world demands. Do not allow the world to make a mold out of you. But be transformed by renewed mind. The only way to refuse the mold of the world is to renew your mind, is to reject the influences of the world upon your mind. That influence is so strong because we're in this world and we relate in this world with our senses, with our five senses. And if you do not take charge of your mind, that is all your mind can recognize, what the five senses tells it. The Bible wants that we should not be conformed to just what our five senses tells us, but we should renew our minds by the word of God. The word renew is the word renovate. And when you talk about renovation, it means you are taking away the bad stuff and you are replacing them with the good stuff. And that's what the word of God does. The word of God cleanses. Jesus told his disciples in John 15 that you are clean because of the word I have spoken unto you. The word of God cleanses. The word of God renews. The word of God takes away the bad stuff. Have you ever wondered how cobwebs get to the house? No matter how much you close your doors, you know, keep a clean environment. How about dust? How does it penetrate into the house? Such things can be seen as influences on the mind. Anything can penetrate the mind, but you have a duty to renew your mind. You have a duty to take it out and replace it with the right things. And how do you do this? By giving yourself over to the word of God. Giving yourself over to the right influences. Giving yourself over to a godly company. Some of us are too righteous that our company, you know, are with the ungodly in this world. We just want to inflate them at all costs, and before long we begin to act like them. See, you have a duty to take hold of your mind. Examine yourself with the word. Appraise yourself daily with the word. And make sure that you keep standing in the word. How do you do this? Create a godly atmosphere around yourself. What are the things that you listen to? You need to listen to things that would make you better. Things that will inspire you in God. You need to keep the right company. You need to never forsake the gathering of the believers. You need to just make sure that you have that godly atmosphere and the environment around yourself. It keeps you in check and it helps in unclogging your mind so that you can identify the voice of the Spirit. Last point this morning is that we need to practice the presence of the Holy Spirit. We need to give ourselves completely to Him. We need to immerse ourselves in the things of the Spirit. It's actually in the practice that we will mature in it. It is actually in giving ourselves over and over and over to Him that we will mature and get better. Growth might not come in a day. This experience that we're describing today might not come to you, you know, just by the blink of the eye. But you know what? As you continually give ourselves over to practicing the presence of the Spirit of God in us, we find out that we are ridding ourselves of a lot of other distractions and our focus is on God. This also requires our obedience, even in the little commandments from God. In fact, most of the time, if we don't learn to obey those little promptings, we might never be able to graduate to the bigger ones. It is in our obedience, it is in our practice, it is in our giving ourselves over that we can actually enjoy the best of God. We can actually be able to easily identify the voice of the Spirit from other opinions and other voices that will never do us good. Hebrews 5, it says in verse 13 that everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use, hallelujah, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. By reason of use, by reason of obedience, by reason of, you know, continuous use of practice. The ones who have had their sins, after a while, you just easily identify and recognize the voice of God in the midst of, you know, so many others. By reason of just by reason of giving yourself over, you know, to the things of the Spirit. He says there are those who are mature, there are those who have their senses exercised. Practiced to discern, you know, between good and evil. We need to practice the presence of the Spirit in our lives by giving ourselves over to His promptings on the inside. As I round up this morning, all I've said is that we become whatsoever it is that we expose ourselves to. And my persuasion for you this morning is that we should expose ourselves to the things of God. We should expose ourselves more to the place of prayer. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:1 that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man but unto God. Bible says that he edifies himself, he builds up himself. Jude, verse 20 says, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. As we expose ourselves to the things of the Spirit, as we expose ourselves to God's Word, as we expose ourselves to godly influences, as we create godly environments around ourselves and our lives, and as we yield ourselves to the right things, as we incline our ears to the things of God, we find out that recognizing the voice of God becomes so easy for us in life. God is constantly directing us, He's leading us, He's warning us, He's encouraging us, He's promising us, He's comforting us. But we need to be aware of His voice at all times. We don't need to be spiritually deaf, folks. We need to be spiritually alive and active in God. I must tell you that our lives will take such an amazing turn if only we can incline and align more to God's voice, to dictating His voice and obeying it. Even though we live in a world full of many opinions, hearing the voice of God is a highlight and is a delight to the believer. It will save us from so much danger. It will save us from so much hurt. It will save us from so much troubles. In fact, it saves us at times from losing money. The Holy Spirit is our divine guide. He protects us and encourages us all the way. Hallelujah. Amen.